action plan to increase the share of women in the workforce, including management positions. So how is it that you can say that you're hiring and you're doing this based off of merit if you literally say that you're doing it based off of identity?
I had a front row seat to the collapse of Ubisoft. When I started at Ubisoft, the production floor was 95% male. There was always a problem of nepotism at Ubisoft, but it was still mostly meritocratic. If somebody did a job, you would tell them.
Chad goes on.
Ubisoft made a huge change to try to change this 95% male demographic on the production floor. And it does change the culture, because you cannot be blunt with people anymore. Resolving an issue takes twice or thrice as long. Ooh, could you maybe do it this way? Fear of hurting people's feelings, HR complaints, etc. In a group of men, we could be direct. But you can't be direct with women. Even some dudes were p***s and you couldn't be direct with them.
Hello there, fellas. Welcome back to my channel. In today's video, we're going to see how hiring women, unskilled women, is ruining video games. Let's see what we got here today.
So basically, CD Projekt Red's CEO, that's this guy right here, he came out and he said this: it seems like we live in times where anyone can record complete nonsense and make a story out of it. DEI-driven recruitment, we hire based on merit and talent alone. Can we stop looking for conspiracy theories and go back to making cool stuff? And so this is in response to an Endymion post here.
In his video, Endymion criticized CD Projekt Red recruitment process, which the CEO now refutes.
He claims that DEI has nothing to do with it, right? Which is like, okay, you can go ahead and take a look at this right here. They have a list of this on their website. There we go. CD Projekt Red deep dive approach to ESG. This is uploaded on their official website as well. You can see this is their logo.
We'd like to present our strategic approach to ESG issues
and goal. And this shows like what their goals are as a company, right?
This dude literally has a rainbow on his t-shirt. That really says a lot.
Action plan to increase the share of women in the workforce, including management positions. So how is it that you can say that you're hiring and you're doing this based off of merit if you literally say that you're doing it based off of identity? I mean, it's just there, right? Like, I mean, I'm not trying to come up with a conspiracy or something like this. I feel like it's literally just them saying it. You can't go and say you're hiring based only off of merit when you have internship programs that discriminate against men, and you also have stated goals that are uploaded by the official company YouTube account that explicitly say that you want to hire based off of demographics and identity. They're fucking lying. That's it. And I just find it to be hilarious, this level of gaslighting that's happening. Now, I've said before, is this going to make me stop playing Cyberpunk? No, I thought Cyberpunk was awesome. I played Witcher 3, I loved it. I have no problem separating the art from the artist, but apparently these people have a problem separating lies from the truth. They can't decide which one they're doing.
Yeah, even I played Cyberpunk, and it's probably one of my favorite games, but can't say it about the future games that are planning because of this kind of stuff that they are doing. Let's be honest, women do not enjoy things the way men do. Women want to feel connected to this character. They want to feel represented. They want to look like that character. A good example would be the Spider-Man stuff. The writer wants to look like Mary Jane or whatever the nonsense that was. Men only want good thing. They want to play a good game, good mechanics, good story. That's it. We don't care about looking like the main character. Like, that was never our thing. We've been enjoying the game since it was an 8-bit, 16-bit kind of stuff, pixels. We didn't care about representation then. Why would we care about that now?
In 2023, the management board of CD Projekt consisted solely of men, whereas a supervisory board included one woman, who was also its deputy chairperson during the reporting period. So what this part of their ESG reporting is saying is that CD Projekt Red originally was filling their positions with individuals who were, by all means, suited for their jobs based on experience and talent. However, due to this embracing of ESG in 2022, it's clear by 2023 that CD had already begun to start molding itself differently due to the existence of ESG within the company. They are actively looking to replace roles filled by men with women or people of color, I guess you could say, due to this ESG wish fulfillment they're pushing. After all, this section is quite literally called diversity on the governing bodies. This raises a question that Arthur also brought up. Which is, with this new policy in place, does it mean that if a man and a woman both apply for the same position in the higher echelons of CD Projekt, will the woman be chosen over the man simply because of diversity and gender inequality reasons?
Yeah, they're definitely hiring the woman in that case because they want to show how they are open-minded and all that stuff, like how their cast is filled with women and how they're bringing amazing games. Meanwhile, it's the developers who are guys who are doing the hard work. This guy, this woman in manager's role do nothing. Let's be real honest here. They do nothing. Now, this wasn't the first time this happened. Similarly, Ubisoft was doing the same thing. I did cover it, but let's recap on what was happening.
Ubisoft mentorship program Develop at Ubisoft discriminates against males based on their sex. Wow. It's almost like if you've been paying attention to any of this stuff for any significant amount of time, you would have known that. The developer says, at Ubisoft, we want to build the most creative and diverse and inclusive teams. And that's exactly what Develop at Ubisoft is all about. Empowering and supporting underrepresented genders. If that was not enough, evidence that Ubisoft is discriminating based on sex for this Develop at Ubisoft program, the company's website makes it clear. One must identify as a woman or a non-binary individual. It's literally right there. Now, I've been told time and time again that we're just making all of this up, guys, even though there's evidence to support it every single day.
Now, this is the interesting thing. A guy from Ubisoft, a past developer, reveals what kind of stuff is happening in this DEI diversity hiring nonsense. Let's take a look. And this is the channel if interested.
I had a front row seat to the collapse of Ubisoft,
Chad explains. When he first started at the company in 2011, he was working on animation tools and rigging for a new driver game. Funny enough, this game would later become Watch Dogs. Chad explains,
when I started at Ubisoft, the production floor was 95% male. There was always a problem of nepotism at Ubisoft, but it was still mostly meritocratic. If somebody did a shit job, you would tell them. When you have a bunch of guys working together, you can be frank and you can be direct. It's efficient. But when you're working with women and minorities, you waste a lot of time.
So it's a simple fact that the culture that created Assassin's Creed 2 and Black Flag was 95% men. Let that sink in. Having worked in male-dominated environments myself, I know exactly what Chad is talking about here. Men don't bullshit around. Men are direct. Design and technology are always a balancing act, and so you can't waste time with people's feelings getting hurt. This is why stressful environments always work best when they are exclusively male.
If I would like to add my own experience, I worked in IT as an automation tester, basically writing codes to test a product. Now, sometimes you would have a team where females are involved, and for them, managers would not give them roles of coding something because they know that they would waste a lot of time asking questions. So they would give them lesser tasks compared to us men who have to do stressful coding and have to deliver on time. So that's kind of bias is there. Managers know that men would deliver faster and more efficiently without any bugs compared to women. Now that's just the reality. We are not hating on anyone. It's just skill right there.
Chad goes on.
Ubisoft made a huge change to try to change this 95% male demographic on the production floor. When I left, it was like 75%. Not only did they not want it to be all male, they wanted it to not be white people anymore. The diversity hires, we saw that a lot. And it does change the culture, because you cannot be blunt with people anymore. Resolving an issue takes twice or thrice as long. Ooh, could you maybe do it this way? Fear of hurting people's feelings, HR complaints, etc.
Now, just to be perfectly clear here, I don't think myself nor Chad would say the problem here is that people aren't white or aren't men. That's not really the issue. The issue is and always has been skill. Are these people good at their jobs? Look at Bungie when they made Halo 3 or BioWare when they made Mass Effect 2. Good studios in the 2000s had a lot of white guys, but they also had a lot of Asian dudes, Indian dudes, Latin dudes, and occasionally there was a random woman who was good at her job too. Chad put it this way.
I worked with some women oftentimes who were extremely competent. People who had been there before, very strong-willed, knew their shit. But new hires, you start to ask, how the f*** did you get hired? The person lacking talent doesn't realize they're bad, but the competent people do. The people that are competent, they know each other. The people who are lacking don't realize that they suck. DEI hires. Most of them fucking sucked. They have like 25% of the normal productive output of a normal employee, pulling time away from the more senior people as well.
So Ubisoft is still 95% men and will still enjoy success for a few more years after this. 2013 Black Flag comes out, 2017 Origins comes out, but slowly over time there is this push for diversity, and it's like holes in Swiss cheese. When you start hiring people based on their gender, your company will only last for so long. Chad put it this way.
A woman will propose an idea, come up with the stupidest fucking thing ever. The manager has to try to be nice. Meanwhile, the talented people at the company are looking at each other trying to not saying anything. And this terrible ideas clog up company resources. We have to wait. We have to be polite. In a group of men, we could be direct. But you can't be direct with women. Even some dudes were pussies and you couldn't be direct with them.
So the stage was being set for Assassin's Creed Shadows and Star Wars Outlaws. But jump back to 2013. Chad told me about creating the rigging for a character on Watch Dogs that needed to look at a phone. The art director on the project was a DEI hire and a woman who was completely inept at her job. So every time they needed to get a concept approved, this woman would make them fully render the animation out because she had zero vision and was bad at her job. This was one of the many, many ways that DEI hires began to cripple Ubisoft.
Rendering an entire animation just because she cannot imagine the scenario. Now, that's a lot of time and energy wasted. Like, I have a friend who is a 3D animator, and he says how difficult it is, his job could be, and he also has some nonsense employees or managers who waste certain time asking for things that are not possible in a little time. Now, this kind of woman would be expecting the same thing, like she would be asking for animation right in like 10, 20 minutes, which is not possible if you know how much time rendering take.
Chad described another time at Ubisoft he saw one of his employees, we'll call her Claire, opening up a file, editing it, closing it, opening up a file, editing it, closing it. He noticed this happening for several days. After day four, Chad asked Claire,
"What the hell are you doing?"
And she said,
"Somebody booked me for 2 weeks to go into 10,000 different files and change the name of something and close it out."
Chad said,
"Are you freaking kidding me? I could have run a batch for you and we could have had this done overnight. Your time is valuable. You should be working on something productive."
Chad said he ran into countless examples like this, and I have heard it called the diversity tax. And it's just people who haven't done a job for very long or aren't very good at a job get promoted into places of power, and then it pulls the whole institution down. These problems only became multiplied when DEI hires got promoted, as they often did. Think about it. Now people like Claire, who never should have been promoted, are managing a team of people who are making decisions just as bad as she was. Promoting these people is like the cancer going from just your arm to now your heart, where it can pollute the whole body. Is it starting to make sense now why we got Assassin's Creed Shadows? Another angle to this we haven't even talked about is that often Ubisoft is making these shady deals with government agencies, and DEI and diversity is a huge part of closing those deals. Ubisoft has notoriously made shady deals with the Canadian government, and because Canada is so freaking gay, I guarantee you those deals have to do with like 30% women have to be hired, 30% Indian, or whatever. The moment you stop hiring based on merit, your company is toast.
Man, even our video games are not safe anymore. This kind of nonsense needs to stop. Let's see some comments for this. The most accurate portrayal of what's really happening in the world right now, not only in game industry. Exactly. You know what the best part about this is? At least in video games, you can see they're trying to make games specifically for woke, and you see how badly they are performing. Even right now, there is some new game which is badly performing. So this kind of gives you an example that they can only succeed or make some money if they invade a popular IP which is already successful. We have seen this with Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and all that kind of nonsense, and how bad it is. Now, this kind of stuff really proves that this woke stuff will only make you bankrupt, and that's why they take the easy way of invading a popular IP. Let me know what you guys feel about that. This message is to Chad. If you're reading this, thank you for the truth. We people appreciate you. Exactly. We are glad this truth was exposed. Even though we know that women are not skilled as much as men in this kind of scenario where they're hiring just based on skin color, It's good to know what's actually happening.
I made the mistake of taking a job in a village where there's no woman, partly because I didn't believe this, but when I got there, I asked one of the locals if this was true, and he says, yep, there's no woman. And I was in shock. I was like, what do you guys do when you need to do it? And he was like, well, there's a donkey at the end of the river if you need to do that. And I just tried to ignore him. I went back home. From my house, I could see the donkey he was talking about. And after months of being in that village, that donkey was starting to look attractive. So one day, when a few other guys wanted to go to the donkey and they asked me if I wanted to come with them, I said yes. When we get to the donkey, I start unbuttoning my pants, and one of the locals was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was confused. I was like, aren't we, you know, doing the thing with the donkey? He looked at me and he said, we're gonna ride the donkey to the next village where we can go and meet women. I made the...
Oh, you ain't beating me today, girl. You ain't beating me today. Are you ready? Now you need to get a head start. You better get over here. All right, three. Oh, hold on. We gotta wait for this van. We gotta wait for the van, okay? But you don't get no head start today. All right, three, two, one, go. Beating me today, girl.
Alright, so today we're gonna be jacking off lucky viewers. I'm here with...
You said jacking off?
Yeah. I'm Mr. Beat.
That's your Instagram?
Yeah, Mr. Beat. I beat people off? Bro, you won, bro. You can't just walk away, bro. Alright.
Hit me in the parking lot, bro. We about to be paid. Play that, bro. Play that. You already know the vibes. Bro, what the? You lying? No, y'all hit me! What is he doing in the front seat?
Nah, oh my! Bro. I saw you hit them, bro.
Not you again.
You still ain't got
no, bro, they hit me! They hit me, bro! Look, he crying because they know he did it! Are you serious?
Anyways, guys, that is for this video. If you enjoyed, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Comment your opinions in the comment section below. Here are some more videos of interest you can watch. And that's it. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next one.